Blog Talk Radio.
I can't stand walking into work. I go berserk because my boss is a jerk. I wanna smack off his smirk, man. No matter how hard I work, I get no respect. Plus I'm hating every day till Friday, then I get my check. And my check's short again, so somebody's gonna pay. And when I ask for a raise, he says, sorry, not today. Man, I'm knee-high in bills and he's got money to burn. I punch him in his face, but that's a lesson I already learned. I'm tired of dealing with the public, hearing people complain. Bitch, I'm just doing my job. Why you want my boss's name? They got me kicking him in the machine, trying to get me some free food. Even caught me in the parking lot, hot box of Prelude. And anytime I slack a bitch, they quick to let me know. But if I'm doing good, do they tell me? Hell no. Now on top of all of this, they say they want to test my piss. I told them, open up your mouth, now give my dick a kiss. I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my boss, I hate my boss, I hate my job, I hate my boss. I know you feel the same way. I hate my job, I hate my job, I hate my boss.
Thing singing up, said that's the door. I told YG I'ma go ride the whip.
and you just hanging out the window, ghost ride the clip. I made my first $250,000 off the blow. He won a 9-piece chicken, took that to go. Now I'ma tell you like this, y'all motherfucking listen. Kilo all day, motherfucker, I'm trippin'. If you run up on me, niggas thinking I'm slipping. Michael Jordan with a chopper, man, I hit you like zippin', act right.
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, man.
Thinking I ain't gon' set this bitch on fire. No bias, the home of the ghost riding. Two tires, Susie get on beats and start riots. I'm ballin', no lying, they hatin', don't try it. Plus my homie snuck in with the iron. No injury like Mayans, got my city with me. And we gon' melt this finish. Got 100 racks stacked, that's no menace. Ballin' like 4-5, bustin' like a 4-finesse. Young G finna get the money till I'm finished. Mismatchin' designers, I got finesse. Got these other rapper niggas switchin' up they image. Niggas think it's the game, niggas think I'm something that they could play. Out the bay, finna be the hottest niggas since Stray. HBK told them that we gon' get money. While you in supper club, throwin' up your rent money, huh?
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, me act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, get that act right.
Going, back to the bank. Rest in peace to myself. I'm a fly nigga, I take your hoe. I had to leave it, she did me like Coco. The devil talking to me, but I don't hear him. Act like I'm deaf like Soko. Fuck you, fuck him, fuck them. Fuck my ex in the pool house. 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, bow, dope fiend. Fendi on my shoes, Fendi on my belt. I'm in the Fendi store, I don't need help. All gold, everything like Trinidad. I went to high school with you, bitch, you Fendi rap. I don't got money problems, I got trust issues. Two things I gotta stay with, two tears.
In the club, got some bottles on replay.
Honey,
tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right.
American Express is the making.
think I know, cause I never leave home without one. Yeah, addicted to sex, addicted to drugs, addicted to bread, I'm eating the crumbs. Before the income, I have only one. Pin this shit like I gotta run.
I'm 80, I'm 80, 80 like I'm 80.
But we have a great time, cherish every second that we spend. Clockwise, darkness ain't involved in my life, you my sunshine. Palm trees, dipping the pool, feeling the wind breeze. Sunset, lay in the sand, watching the stars beam. Phone cup leaning, you sipping on martinis, taking off your bikini. Start to lick up on your titties, watch the sunrise. Loving every moment cause you all mine. Dance for a second when I kiss you with closed eyes. Love the way you smell, that Chanel got me crazy. And proud up in public when they ask if you my baby. Your homegirl shady, you know they all hate me. Mad to the fact that they single with babies. Baby, they can take a lesson from my queen bee. Nah, let it ride, put that energy upon me.
Take a trip off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it, you can spend it all. Loving me, never leaving me, girl.
Own money, push your old 12. Hair done, white tips, scratching on your toenail. Exotic late trips that we take just to blow cash. R&B nights at the club, so we slow hands. Walks in the park just to talk, girl, you and me. A home playing bones, bumping yaya, flipping Hennessy. You stay smiling, one of the things that keep me focused. Satisfied, knowing that my boo ain't with emotions. Trips across the world, seeing things that we dreamed of. Buying out the store, showing foreigns what the cream does. Money makes the world go round, but we ain't stressing. Just loving and living life and counting all our blessings, keep it smiling. Making sure our love never hardened. Be the berry to your wife, keep you in my secret garden. Where the sun just shines, then we both just fine. And the clouds form hearts that read you all mine.
Take a trip off the world, baby girl, yeah, that's how we ball. That's how we ball. It ain't no limit to this money, girl, I got it. You can spend it all, can spend it all. Just say you're loving me, never leaving me, girl.
Tell it I'm going ghost. High green tree with a pink leaf. Then got this nigga fly. Elevation we posted with weed rolling. Where police patrolling and we surrounded by thousands. Fuck it, it's weed blowing. Kush aroma, thug persona, yellow bone. I hella wanna come closer. Got a couple rollers, we can roll up. She rolling. got a man, I ain't noticed. I ain't a player, baby, I'm coaching. Just a young nigga, West Coasting. Back, back, on deck, you know I'm rolling. Joint wrapped, wrapped up, you know I'm blowing. Posted in motion, now home, you know when I'm rolling. Kicking back with a fat up stack, you already know I'm blowing. Fat back on deck, you know I'm rolling. Joint wrapped, wrapped up, you know I'm blowing. Posted in motion, now home, you know when I'm rolling. Kicking back with a fat up stack, you already know I'm blowing.
To the loyalist and my soil, we coexist, she got ran through, act brand new. Like I don't know the bitch, when the shit got real, the hoe told him if. When you catch a case, you can't throw a fist. It's all raw with the ones in the holy clip. My bitch with an entourage, I'm known for this. La daddy, la daddy. Too much hoes in the lobby. No choice but to stop my rendezvous. I'm poorly broke, but I'm sorry. Party boy like Polly D. Spanish bitches, been a kid. I'm gonna tell the dogs like Venice Beach. So keep your bitch on a better leash. But let her breathe. Stop cuffing her like she in custody. She'll still choose up her breath to sleep. If she went in the bed, I just leave. Screaming baby, oh, like Justin B. But she just a freak. Entertainment while I rock for weeks. So high up the ground, I was totally.
Fat back on deck, you know I'm rolling. Joint wrapped, wrapped up, you know I'm blowing. Posted in motion, now home, you know when I'm rolling. Kicking back with a fat up stack, you already know I'm blowing. Fat back on deck, you know I'm rolling. Joint wrapped, wrapped up, you know I'm blowing. Posted in motion, now home, you know when I'm rolling. Kicking back with a fat up stack, you already know I'm blowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Welcome to the Unsigned Hype Radio Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It's 12:17 p.m. out here, Las Vegas. Another beautiful day. You know, that was my man Illy, you know what I'm saying, from out there in San Diego called Getting Blowed. You know, today we just going to kind of ride with all the local artists that I got loaded up in here. You know, before that, you know, we heard you know what I'm saying, my man Yaya, and This Is How We Ball, you know what I'm saying, and a couple of songs before that, our intro song was my man Hydro, another unsigned artist out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's called I Hate My Job. Then, of course, we got into my man Demi Dego, you know what I'm saying, Addict, you know what I mean. So today we're just going to kind of, you know, roll with these unsigned artists and everything, you know what I'm saying, kind of doing a roll call, giving everybody a chance to check in, you know what I'm saying, and let, catch the fans up to what's going on and, you know, everything like that, what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, with all the events, the CD releases, video releases, merchandising, promos, et cetera. You know, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We got a couple of calls right now. I'm going to take one of the calls and everything that's holding on the line. Hello, who is this? You got your Fat Man on Sign High Radio.
What's up, Fat Man? It's your boy, Vic BSP. Yes.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on? How you doing today?
How you doing, brother? Doing good, man. Beautiful day
good.
Over
that's
here
good.
In San Diego.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, man. We can't complain over here. What's going on with you out there?
Man, the usual, just grinding, you know, shows after shows. Taking care of my artists over here, you know,
right.
getting ready for a Vegas trip soon, man.
Okay, okay, okay. Are you getting ready to start booking for your January for the first of the year yet?
Yeah, we're going to start booking January this week. So
okay.
I need you down here for sure, and then anybody else that's fucking with you, let's get them down here.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, I know lately you've been getting a lot of your artists and mm-hmm. a lot of the showcases and Sony showcases and stuff like that. Kind of explain to everybody what you've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
I've been working with my man Strolla New Jack with Gumbo Pop Productions, and they had a show, Sony and Selecto Records. They were giving away 10,000 distribution deals to artists, and my man Demi Dego won. And then also another guy, Hard Times, won. So congratulations to them, too. So they're making noise out here. They won the judges, you know, some big-time judges. chose them out of about 20 artists. And so, you know, after that, we're taking off with the whole promo tour for Demi. His album's going to be out beginning of January. We're going hardcore on that. We got Illy, who you just played his song right now. His album's going to be coming out at the end of this year. And then I got SD Wade I'm working with. SD Wade's album's going to be coming out January. And then Phoenix just did her EPK this morning, and her album's going to be coming also. So a lot of artists, my loyal artists, you know, those are the ones that we always talk about loyalty. Those are the ones that are loyal to us, we take care of the most. So taking care of those guys.
Is since you've been doing a lot of, because I know lately I've been seeing you and myself both, we've been doing a lot of weeding out. You know what I'm saying? You've been finding who's dick riding and who ain't, who's for real and who not, and this, that, and the other. Now, you being in the position of, because you wear a couple of hats. You wear a manager's hat. You wear a promoter's hat. You know, you wear a record label's hat. Kind of explain to everybody how hard it is and how busy that you have to be, because you have to cover so many bases, and you're basically doing this kind of by yourself. You're a one-man team.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The people that are the loyal ones, the ones that I'm managing and stuff like that, are the ones that are promoting what I'm doing. Even if it's not their show, they're still promoting. Even if they're not on Fat Man's show, still promoting and stuff like that. Those are the ones that I'm fucking with, like the Kane Dubs. You know, Kane Dubs is a big supporter of you, so, and he's a big supporter of me, so we keep messing around with people like that. But, I mean, I notice a lot of people I've booked and put on in the last couple of months and given them lots of shows and free promo, they just, you know, forget about you when it's not their show, and they don't promote anything. Those are the ones that I kind of...
Right, I'm noticing that.
You know, I got 5,000 people on Facebook. I'm just weeding them out slowly and surely. You know, the ones that aren't doing shit for us are the ones that just give me. And then next thing you know, they send me a friend request again. And I'm like, come on, man, you already had your chance.
Well, you already was there. You already did. Do you think it's the thing of, I don't know. I honestly think it's the thing of being selfish, because it's like they want to be around when, you know, that's like I get a lot of calls and they ask me, well, Fat Man, did you play my song today? And I go, well, did you listen to the radio show today? You know what I'm saying? And this is the reason why I stopped playing a lot of music, because it just got to where, you know, everybody just wanted to get played. And once they get played on the radio show, it's kind of like, that's it. They're going about their business. You know what I'm saying? This is a business too. They got to realize that we treat what we do like a business, just like everybody should be treating their career like a business.
Yeah. And you notice, like, when we put people on shows, on showcases and stuff like that, they're all up on us. And then when they don't fuck with us no more and nobody's talking to them, nobody's giving them shows, nobody's doing anything for them, then they come back to us a couple months later, like, hey, can you put me on again? Because, you know, if they were fucking with us, then we had them out. But then when we're not fucking with them, then they're like, oh, now they want to be back on the team.
They want to be back on the team.
Yeah, loyalty is everything and shit. You know, loyalty is family, you know, is the number one. So you want to be in our family, you got to be loyal.
Right, exactly. I don't really think they're understanding, because they're understanding the loyalty part of it, because they haven't even gotten down the artist part of it and everything. Now I know you've been doing some different stuff lately. And I know I've seen a post you did a heavy metal rock band event. That was like, I think it was like a month ago and everything like that. For all my rock groups out there that's listening, man, let them know how to get in touch with you to be a part of this heavy metal band and stuff like that. Those metal nights that you got going on up there at Diamond Gym.
Definitely. Well, what I do is, like, on Sundays I try to have at least one band on Sundays, but right now I'm booking a booking agent for two bars, two clubs over in LA, in Long Beach, the Bull Bar and also this other joint. All they have to do is hit me up with their music, the same as the artist. Hit me up with their music, their links, EPKs, and all that. And I book four rock shows a month. So, you know, right now I'm just the same thing as the artist, trying to give the rock band shine. And these are paid gigs. You know, they get paid to go and perform. You know, the rock band takes a lot of setup time and all that. I respect the rock band a lot for what they do. So I think just shoot me the music, and then we'll get them, you know, from Vegas, from anywhere. I get them so four rock shows a month. All you gotta do is just hit me up, and same thing, loyalty. You know, just because we're in a hip hop part of it, and I'm doing mostly hip hop. You know, I started off with rock first before I even started doing hip hop. So I love my rock band.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. So listen, man, tell everybody where they can hit you at and this, that, and the other, so they can try and network with you, so they can get on your roster for January.
Hit me up on Facebook/VicVSP, VicVSP, or my phone number, 619-616-0693. Always looking for rock bands, always paid gigs. Hit me up. All genres. They could be heavy metal. They could be punk. They could be whatever they want to be. And then the hip-hop rock bands or hip-hop bands, those are the ones that I put on my Sunday shows with a comedian and hip-hop also. So those are the guys that I mean.
So you're looking for comedians too?
Yeah, comedians too. Always looking for comedians. This Sunday, tomorrow, I got an all-comedy show with a bunch of, like, two big names and then a bunch of local comedians. I'm going to have B-Funny. B-Funny is going to be hosting the 5-1 show coming up. I just had P-Man host the show. My man Nick Flair, he holds it down over here, hooks me up with a lot of comedians in San Diego. But, yeah, comedians, rock bands, hip-hop. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, people need help, and, we're over there to help them. So same rules apply to them, though. They got to be loyal. They got to share our shit.
Okay. Well, listen, man, make sure that you take that flyer and put it on my wall when you get done, when you get a chance, because I didn't know that you was looking for comedians that much, man. And we do have a big stand-up comedian community out here, man, and I want to get that circulating in that community, man, and let them know to hit you up.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for all your support, too. I'm going to get back in the kitchen right now. I want to give a big shout-out. I got to give a shout-out to my sis, Becky, out there in Vegas. She just had her baby. Congratulations, Becky.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. That's what's up. So,
and that's
what's
have
up. A great day,
so man. Make sure, yeah. Without a doubt, man. We got you. We love you out here, man. Whatever going on and everything with any of your artists, you make sure that you get it to us, man, so we can get it up here, uploaded and get it played, all right?
For sure. Talk to you next week, brother.
There it is, man. Big shout out to my man Vic VSP out there, man, in San Diego, doing it real big. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up and get him on, get on his roster, get on his booking roster, because he has several venues that he books for out there in the San Diego area, L.A. area. He told me now that he was branching out to the Texas area. Damn, every time I hit it where Texas is, it's going to chill down my spine and shit. He was bringing out to the Texas area and so forth. So y'all make sure y'all hit up my man Vic VSP on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Malice Green and my man Dion Mac Drizzle, you know what I'm saying? We about to get him on the show and this, that, and the other, get his interview going. You know, we just did the first unsigned hype video shoot, you know what I'm saying, last week, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, and with my man Papa Dad, and we went out there to the neighborhood, man, and got everybody involved and this, that, and the other. So make sure you guys go and check the video out, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have my man Papa Dad posted up on the wall in just a minute, you know what I mean? So, y'all make sure y'all do that. And right now, we about to get into some more unsigned hype artists with my man Young Swerve, okay, one of the little local young OGs out here in Vegas. If you want to hit your boy Fat Man up, it's 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. 10 yards, 2:29 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, you're listening to the Fat Man live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all need to really stop playing.
What up, Swerve? I think we got one, little bro. This one for the ladies. And who am I? It's Trill. Hey girl,
with you. Nah, not you right there. I'm talking about her way in the back with the hair on. Yeah, hey, partner. Rockin' with me, you rockin' with the hottest. Tags we poppin', tags we poppin'. You know I got that cake, so I can take you out to go shopping. Bad chick, my wife it, bad chick, my wife it. Personality good, face like dime. When I'm not around, we oogoo all the time. I'm kicking it with my bros, it ain't straight time, not show. Want to spend time, but I'm going around the globe. I can buy you anything, cause I got that dough. Buy you anything, cause I got that dough.
She drop it low like a 6'4 Impala. She get it from her mama. She hotter than a sauna. She said she love magic tricks and my magic stick go wild. Like poo. Oh girl, you heard of me. In the way I kill B's, yeah, first degree. Took my heart, burglary. I need you bad like an emergency. It's safe to say that I want you. It's good to know that you want me. Cause when you leave trip, your life ain't gon' ever be clumsy. You can be my first lady, but I ain't voting for Romney. And you ain't gotta speak Spanish, girl, for you to call me Poppy. Baby, I'll get you the world and have you for riding. And who can love you better than Trip? Nobody. Simply, baby girl, you meant for me. I play it like beer, where's I been for the kitty?
I'll laugh before you choose my name too. I'm hella cool. I brighten days, change moves. Game tight, I'm hella smooth. Treat you like a real gent. You're Superman. To these others, I'm just Clark Kent. I know you like that. I'm West at. Come roll with me. I'm out that 5'6". Let's walk the beach. I can show you everything. So tell me what it's to. Like I go Zap say, I want you.
Just on this process of grinding first and then shining later. You know, that's the order of things. If anybody tells you any different, well, they're telling you wrong, you know? Put God first. Come on.
Yeah, hustler, created a self-made monster. Whole new enigma, hood sponsored. Delivered to your doorsteps, hood UPS. Still street, still hood, no need a second guess. The credibility, clapping lyrical deal. Hitting a hip-hop nation with hollow point skills. To the Aiken Temple, blowing millions of domes. Home invasion, 100 million homes. Rap new marquee, killing tracks. Jeffrey Dahmer eating MC Hannibal Axe. Taking pics.
like paparazzi for stacks. Flames lit, kamikazes burning crash. I run the streets like a game of hood, I believe. They want a mock who's hot, flashy like Yachty, bringing war. The psychological level, a bankroll, the entire game to sell your soul like the devil.
Right now, shine later.
Kill it up in the limelight, keep checking the game and running with old money. What's the hats on the plane? The vision is so sunny. Lean back, waiting by till I tell you to stop. Shine on, boy, wonder with the knife in your pride. Just now, you that shot dollars, man, watching your moves. How you doing it when you're doing it, if you're doing it smooth. Right now, shine later. Girl, dynasty on your music player. Lipstick champion, my name's on it. I got a feeling that they're gonna want it, want it, want it. Who the hell is this chick? Who she think she is? Well, you ain't keeping your ears to the street. I'm grinding like you think it is. Keep getting finally paying the back for the tears of blood and that sweat. And she was never an option when it comes to getting respect.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Showing major love, word of mouth, my face, they major plug. Selling in these streets like illegal drugs. Cartel on these beats, drawing major blood. Street cred, self-made, got next. Now I'm just turning heads, break a million necks. Write my own check, deposit my own bank. Tony Soprano with hip-hop, rolling like a tank. God, yeah, you raise the hood like skyscrapers. Jokes driving my wit over paper haters. Making offers that you can't refuse. Planting million-dollar seeds in my family through. Through this job, big chase like soundscape. Feds bug operations and slithered like snakes. I shoot them like Jordan and raise the stakes. I'm a boss like Ross, moving major weight.
Right now, shine later. Right now, shine later.
Going on, y'all know how we do, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Da Vinci, big shout out to my man Vic VSP. Like I say, y'all, you know, y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook for all you unsigned cats out here in Vegas that's trying to get booked and do some shows to get out and network with a lot of these other artists in these other states, San Diego, you know, LA, California, and things like that. That's the thing about doing this music, man. It's about networking, all right? So big shout out to my man Young Swerve. You know, we played his joint, I Want You To, you know what I'm saying? And then that was my man Da Vinci, you know what I'm saying? Grind Now, Shine Later, you know, big shout out to everybody that's calling in. Big shout out to my man Young Swerve. Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown and my man Mac Drizzle, you know what I'm saying? He's in the building. We're definitely getting ready to holler at him. But let me get into the topic today. Today's topic is learning how to get your hold on just a minute. This is information from the annual H&R Power Summit. All right, you guys can go on hnrpowersummit.com and register for the register for the convention and the seminar. These are from the Nielsen Broadcasting System. You know, it's how to register with BBS and MediaBase and SoundScan. Okay, now when I say that MediaBase SoundScan, BDS. That's about getting registered so your music is tracked, all right? That means registering. So when I'm playing your music on my radio show, it is getting tracked, and you are getting your just desserts and what you deserve from your royalties, okay? So it's like BDS stands for Broadcasting Data System, all right? Nielsen Broadcasting Data System is the world's leading provider of airplay tracking and entertainment industry, for the entertainment industry, okay? It is free to submit your music. So for all you artists that's thinking that you got to pay money to submit your music to get tracked and all of that and get your tracking number, it doesn't, okay? It is free to submit your music to BDS for tracking. You know, all you need to do, you do not need a barcode to register with BDS. So for all these people out there telling you, yo, you need a barcode, dude, you need a barcode, man, so I could just, no, you don't need one. It's telling you right here. Like I said, this is from the A&R Power Summit, okay, .com. So you can go on there and read it for yourself. So it says, you do not need a barcode to register with BDS. Radio formats monitored include adult alternative, adult contemporary, album rock, classic rock, contemporary, what is this, including Latin contemporary, regional, Mexican, and tropical salsa, all right, and top 40. Additionally, Nielsen BDS monitors 7 U.S. music video channels and 9 Canadian video channels. Nielsen BDS information is utilized exclusively by Billboard, Airplay Monitor, and Canadian Music Network magazine in determining their radio airplay music charts. All right, so like I'm letting you know that you can do this in the comforts of your own home. I'm gonna let you know how to go about registering. I'm gonna let you know what to do and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, he's talking about it. He's sending it in 50 seconds. Okay, there. But listen, y'all, we got a cat on the phone right now. We about to get into his interview and everything like that. He had shot a video the other day with my man Papa Dad and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone right now is my man Mac Drizzle. What's going on, man?
What's going on with you, fat man?
Nothing, man. What's going with you, man? I'm glad you called into the show today and everything, man. Introduce yourself to the world, man. Tell everybody who you be.
Well, I be at Maine, known as Mac Drizzle, solo artist. I'm recently just started my own little label, you know, AAOC
okay.
Entertainment, all about our chips.
Okay.
I just signed an artist, you know, a couple of artists. I'm doing my own thing, you know. I had a couple of things from I had on the table, you know, but it wasn't looking right for me, so I just figured I'd do my own thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to click up with you, Papa Dad, and just keep it 100 and do it out here in Vegas real big.
Right. Well, I know we had did the video yesterday. I mean, the other day and everything, which you had a featured verse in it and everything, man. Kind of tell everybody, man, your background out here. Are you from Vegas? Was you born and raised in Vegas? Are you from somewhere else? Are you out here right now?
I was born in Dayton, Ohio. My mom and my dad, you know, they was driving through, and they had to pretty much pull over on the highway because I was coming.
Okay.
But I was raised in the tough streets of North Memphis. You know, I grew up with cats like Anthony Hardaway, DJ Paul, Crunchy Black. You know, like those local artists that's doing their thing right now.
Okay. Now yeah. Are you expecting to do any features with those cats or?
Well, I was about to get signed to Hard Hitter Money Game, but the contract wasn't looking right, and they was trying to take 75% of the royalties, and I just wasn't having that. You know, I really didn't want to do music.
Ain't that Country Black? Ain't that Country Black's record label?
Yeah, Hard Hitter Money Game. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I remember interviewing those guys back at a couple of events, and they were telling me about, yeah, you know, we're getting ready to do this, and you know, and everything like that. So explain to everybody, especially a lot of artists that's listening right now that hasn't made it to the point of being presented with a contract or being offered a contract and everything like that, what were the steps that you had to take to find out that it wasn't meant for you to sign that contract? What did you
have? Well, really, you got to read the fine print, Scoop. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people, they want to give you this big lump sum in the beginning without giving you that fine print. You know, you can make that one hit wonder song, and they want to give you that contract to sign. But if you make $1 million off of that track, you're going to get the Hummer. They're going to get they gonna get the mansion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I tell a lot
of
these artists out here, if you got what it takes, just push yourself, your stuff yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like my boy Malice was telling me yesterday, you know, it's a lot of artists out there that just pushing their own stuff. You know, one of his partners, his music is really not that good. Not knocking nobody's music, but I'm just saying, he makes about $600 a day selling his CD, and that's good money for somebody that's not working, that's just in the studio every day doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's really my vision, you know. If I get discovered, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like I preach a lot of the artists that are out here right now. You know, just go hard for what you believe in. Don't give a care about what they say. Don't let them criticize your music. You just got to keep going and keep doing what you do.
Exactly.
And I mean, from Memphis, where I'm from, you know, I came from nothing. Project Roaches and Rats, you know what I'm saying? So me being out here in Vegas, it's like a vacation for me. You know, I take every day like it's my last day. So I just got to keep doing me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get these videos done, and I'm trying to get these songs done, and I'm willing to work with anybody, you know, and I'm trying to build this AAOC Entertainment. So, I mean, if I got to click and do my thing with other artists, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're saying you're not afraid to start from the bottom and work your way up.
And that's what I'm talking about. You got to start your way from the bottom to the top. Fat man, for real.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about it? Because I know you said you from Memphis. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening right now, because we do got people on the East Coast from we got people from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We got Detroit in the house. We definitely got Oklahoma in the house, and Texas is in the building. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody out there in Memphis. I know you were saying coming from Memphis and everything. And I don't know, how long have you been out here in Vegas?
Well, Vegas was like a Christmas present to myself. I remember the day I got on the highway 12/26/2006 and made it here. You know, I got here. I left Detroit, actually. I left Detroit, Grand Rapids, that area, to pretty much come out here, start a new life for myself.
Okay.
You know, new places, new faces. You know, my uncle, he owns a couple of tax businesses out here, and he was like, nephew, I'm finna leave town. I'm tired of this snow. You want to come and help build these tax offices with me? So I've just been out here doing that. You know, as far as where my money has come, you know, I make a lot of money doing my tax thing, too. So me investing my money through this tax thing and my music, you know, that's just a big up for me right now.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about. So that means that you're more than just an artist. You know, because I know you were saying you got your own label and you just signed a couple of artists and this, that, and the other. You're pushing some artists and everything like that. So now you're putting yourself in the CEO. You're going to put yourself in the driver's seat. Can you tell people, and especially the young cats that's listening right now that's wanting to do the same thing that you're doing but don't know how to go about it, that what it's like to put yourself in the position of ownership and empowerment to where that you're calling the shots, you know what I'm saying? You're not getting shots called at you. You're not being told what to do.
Well, basically, you know, when you want to do this music thing, you definitely have to get somebody that's behind you that know the paperwork side of it. So you have to get a manager. You have to get a publicist. You got to get that guy that's going to do the mastering and mixing for you. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I bought my own laptop, my own computer, my own mics. You know, I got a guy that does my programs for me. You know, and then me and Khalil, me and Papa Dad clicked up a little bit. He taught me a little bit, and I taught him a little bit, you know. So it's pretty much you got to get the knowledge. YouTube is your friend. Go to YouTube. Everything you want to know is on YouTube. How to do the programs, how to load the programs, how to work the programs. And I just basically just reading, brother. Just reading. Just read.
Right.
Read.
Right. So you you're self-taught. You don't sit around and you wait for somebody to come and call. You know, real shot callers, they'll get up and they'll make it happen on their own, you know what I'm saying, instead of sitting around waiting for somebody to come and do this and put it together and things like that, because most people that want to help you are putting themselves in a position to hold you back. You know,
amen.
What I'm saying? So this
right
is the reason.
There. That's it right there.
This
you
is,
said you,
this is, this
you
is,
hit the nail on the coffin right there.
Yeah, you know, this is the reason. This is the reason why. This is the reason why the weed man always tell you, I'm 5 minutes away. I'm 5 minutes away when he's actually across town. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? This is. You know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, when you're trying to handle your business, everybody tells you, well, it'll be here in a minute, or it's on its way, or this, that, the other, to hold that, to hold you in position, because they don't want to lose that money. They don't want to lose that person. They don't want to lose you because you're more important to them than they want to lead on that you are. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me
you
say
know,
this,
whether,
too, that man. If mm-hmm. if you're in the bed at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you deserve to be broke. 5 o'clock, 5:30 when my girl leave go to work, I'm already up networking, sending shots out to Papa Dad, sending shots out to you, posting my videos. I'm in the studio or I'm on my iPhone writing me some songs. You know what I'm saying? I'm out the door at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm out doing my thing. I'm not just sitting in the bed watching TV. I'm not playing no Xbox. I'm not playing Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? I'm out
right.
there from 5:30 to 10 or 10:30 at night. You know what I'm saying? I'm grinding.
Right. Okay.
Because if you're not doing that, then you're definitely wasting your time. You ain't trying to do nothing with your production and with your music. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, how do you feel about how do you feel about the unity out here in Vegas? Do you feel we have any? Do you feel that there is any? Do you feel that we need to work on it? Do you feel that it's missing something? What are your point of view on it?
Well, in Vegas, when I first got here, you know, a lot of people was telling me about the don't wear this color, don't wear that color, you know, and I've come to know since I've been here in Vegas, you know real and you know fake. You know, I've had the opportunity of meeting some blood guys, some crip guys, some pimp guys, and they all say the same thing. It's about money. You know what I'm saying? And if you go around somebody that's always got something positive to say, then they're the people you need to be around. Now, the people that always say, man, you got a tight shirt on, or, well, you know, always begging for stuff and never bringing anything to the table, them the people that you don't need to be around. Now, as far as Vegas is concerned, I think there is no support as far as music-wise because a lot of people want to outshine you. You know, they might see your video or might hear your song. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that's tight. But they won't promote you because they don't want you to take they position. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think it's a lot of hating going on in that industry. But like I said, you can't worry about what nobody else say. You just got to keep doing you.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to keep bringing the pain every time you step up on stage and everything. I can agree with you. It does seem like a lot of artists worry about their positioning in the Las Vegas artist community, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you have to make your position in the community. Your position is not going to be given to you. You have to carve your own position in this community. You have to get out here. You have to grind. You have to network. You have to make a statement. You have to build a name. It goes back to the old days to where you have to build a street buzz. No one builds a street buzz anymore. No one gets out and pass out those CDs anymore. Everybody's worrying about how much money they can get, and I don't even know you from Adam. I don't even know you from a can of paint, but you want me to give you $10-$20 for your first CD or from let you tell it, let a lot of artists tell it to me. They want me to give them $10-$20 for their fifth or sixth CD, and I haven't even heard their first one.
Right, and I'm a add this to that. You know, like a lot of times I go to Walmart and I buy me about 100 CDs. I print them up. Sometimes I just go out and just give a CD. Here, check this out, bro. Just tell me what you think.
Right.
A lot of people in my neighborhood. And the people in your neighborhood, they're going to play it to their people in their neighborhood or somebody else that they know, or a family member, cousin, niece, nephew. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got to do that. Not all the time. All money is not good money. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're out there on the strip, everybody on the strip is tourists, so of course they're not from Vegas. So you got to go to the hood. You got to go to the west side, east side, north side, south sides, and let these people know who you are, what you represent, and then just get a street buzz, like you said.
Exactly, exactly. And that's getting out and grinding, you know what I'm saying? It's working your career like a 9-to-5 and everything. Listen, Mac Drizzle, man, I appreciate you calling the show. Listen, tell everybody when the next joint going to drop, where they can find you at, where they can download your music at, you know what I'm saying, so they can start following you.
All right, well, you can go to my Facebook, PTNTK, to click on my Facebook. You can go to my SoundCloud. You can email me, and I'll definitely send you whatever you want at DeonCage@ymail.com. Also, you can come and check me out at my tax office on the corner of Lamb and Craig, right there behind Taco Bell. Come get your taxes done. I got studio time. I'm shooting videos, and I got all the programs. You need Pro Tools, you need Dragon, you need any program you can think of, I got you. You can just hit me on my cell phone all day, every day, 702-514-6006. That's 702-514-6006. 514-6006, and I appreciate you, Fat Man.
Yeah, no problem, man, no problem. Now, listen, if there's cats out there that want to network as far as your record label and everything goes, tell them where to get in touch with you at.
You can get in touch with me at aaocentertainment@gmail.com. That's aaocentertainment@gmail.com.
All right, then, all right, then. Listen, y'all, this is my man, Mac Drizzle. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the video on YouTube by Malice Green, all right? It's called The Hood Mix, Papa Dad and The Hood Mix, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be making sure that we're getting Mac Drizzle on the next mixtape, and we're going to be out there shooting some more videos. So y'all going to be hearing more from this man. Y'all make sure y'all go and holler at him, because tax season is definitely coming up. We got one more month left, and then we will be in tax season in full spring, so y'all make sure y'all hit my man up, Mac Drizzle, on Facebook, all right? So listen, man, we appreciate you being on the show, man. Got mad love for you. When I'm going to go and check my email, man, and I'm going to make sure that we are playing your music next week, all right?
All right, for sure. You have a good one.
That's what's up, man. You too. That's what's popping, y'all. That's my man, Mac Drizzle. Big shout-out to him, y'all. It's 2:57 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I see some other callers in here, you know, waiting to get on here and get a shout out and this, that, and the other. Like I said, you're listening to the Unsigned Hype radio show live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We're going to keep it pushing, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
She got it soft and got it back hard. And deep throw in the nigga car. I ain't famous yet, but I'm a superstar. I keep a white girl, and I fuck her raw. When I'm stroking, that bitch holler yee-haw. That triple beam, call it a T-saw. We bucks with the lights on, cause baby look good with no makeup on. I'm in the kitchen, I got my apron on. Have them lined up, waiting like some methadone. It's real shit, homie. I'm in the zone. Full court press, I got my styrofoam. And it's activist, it ain't crawling test. I'd rather save my bread than tip on the bed. See you bargain shoppers, get fucked on the quality. I want the best, not the quantity. Get a 9-piece, bust it down tonight. Yeah.
I'm a motherfucking hog. Head of white girl, get that bitch a lockjaw. I see technic shot that ain't Tupperware. Them Pyrex pot. I'm a dope boy,
what?
Playing hardball,
what?
Serving coke, y'all.
Yeah.
Call me convenience store. Fuck a icy nigga.
Huh?
I serve safe snow. Peruvian plate, Colombian gold, Mexican brick. They all gotta go.
They all gotta
and
go.
When you get it, say Piedra.
Piedra.
Spanish. They ain't white, they come in Spanish. That's when the dope boy turned into a chef. Culinary crazy, call me Ramry. And the restaurant is called Currency. I bake my own bread and make my own cookies.
Nigga, I buy chow and cook it out
hard.
I grind slow,
but I go hard.
God
help me the hand, I'ma play the card.
I'ma play the card.
Game crazy, let's burn the block apart.
Burn the block apart.
Push road up,
a drink pour
right.
Now I need a lighter and some ice.
Some
light.
Yep.
Puff,
so
tough.
Move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
You got an 8-ball, get your muscle game up.
You got a quarter piece, get your muscle game up.
Double that, nigga, get your muscle game up.
I move weight, nigga, get your muscle game up.
That was my man Big Reese, another local unsigned artist, and that was Get Your Muscle Game Up. You know what I'm saying? It is 2 minutes after 3 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, today we were talking about getting your BDS, getting registered, getting registered with BDS, Media Base, and SoundScan, all right? You know what I'm saying? So one of the ways to submit your music to Nielsen's sound scan so they can track your music is you must submit your CD in MP3 form free of charge electronically through the Secure Vital Encode website, okay? They have a virtual encode access website, you know, which you can send email to virtual encode subject client department client services at bdsonline.com. You know what I'm saying, to get your username and password, all right? They please want you to include the following information in the body of your email: your full name, your company name or label name, contact number, primary email address, and any additional contact information that you may need or may feel that is pertinent to what you're doing, okay? You will then receive your login information and instructions via email for virtual encoding website to upload your music. Okay, send all mixes of your single releases, preferably on CD, to Nielsen's 8100 Northwest 101 Street, Terrence, Kansas City, Missouri 64153. Attention, encoding department. Okay, now you can get that, you know what I'm saying? Now, for the Media Base is a little bit different. Media Base, this is a system that is similar in concept to BDS, but instead of using computers to listen, it uses people, okay? Since the human is actually doing the listening, that person can make notes of special things, like if the music was heard in an advertisement or if the artist was talking about by DJs or talked about by the DJs or mentioned about by your hype man or this, that, and the other, and other things that a computer would miss, okay? So this is media base, okay? One is BDS, the other one is media base, next one is SoundScan. These are three different entities that you need to register your music with, okay? Media base is used to make many of our charts in radio and records, okay? It indicates charts which are still done normally. It should repeat this one point, especially through media base, does not specialty spins on the station in monitors, okay? So that means if you got a DJ that's got you in the mix and this, that, and the other, then he got you in the, you know, the drive at five mix and everything. No, they're not going to monitor every time that he puts you in his little daily mix. But when they play your song, that's when your song will be registered, and that's when your royalty will be clocked or considered, okay? Media base and BDS monitors about 80% of the same stations. Therefore, you may need to get both in order to get proper coverage, okay? So that means you're going to cover the whole gamut, okay? Larger labels that have several projects going on at once and who are already selling 200 to 300 albums per week may want to take a look at, the BDS all-over package. Of course, they got packages just like everybody else, packages for spins and all of that. So when it's all said and done, you still have to pay to play.
Yo, it's your boy Big BSP. You want to do a show for me? That's what you got to do. Want me to book you, but first you gotta come with the heat, cause I wanna see people waving their hands on their feet. No question, the fans already know my stage name. It's Kane Dub, nigga, true hustling the game. Alright, well let me see what you do on the stage. It's people all excited like they was at a rave. At a rave? With glow sticks and bright ass colors? Now I'm coming with that thug shit to smash on busters. First of all, you only get a couple of songs. What makes your style sick? What makes you so strong? I can flip it, rip it, and spit it till the crowd go nuts and leave the microphone bleeding. I ain't giving a fuck. Okay, I see you got a couple of spits. You got the game on lock tight, that's trouble for kids. I got the game in a chokehold, just let me on stage, and I'ma hit him like a shot for my old 12 gauge. Do your thing, but you better bring ruckus to all my people if you wanna get booked again and see the damn sequel. Show them there's no equal, that slot you got is primo, and I put you on stage from SD to Puerto Rico. Yeah, it's just another rap show, just let me in the door, I just wanna kick a blow. I came to get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone. It's just another rap show, just let me in the door, I just wanna kick a flow. I can't get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone. You done killed every show that I put you and gave you time on. Now it's time to climb on the VSP train and shine on. Shine on, just let me on stage and cut the mic on. My lyrics is the truth, I'm killing niggas like cyclones. Let's hit the road, Jack, put some rubber to asphalt. I got him in the days from my verbal assault. You're gonna be wanted in every city and borough and county. They gonna be looking for your ass like they dog the bounty. I'm used to cops on my ass, but I don't pay it no mind. I'm steady yelling, fuck the law. Every time that I rhyme, we'll leave the law behind until the money is heavy. Focus on music till everything is right like Eddie. It's hip hop, I spit hot, reppin' the whole block. For thugs and thug misses, my nigga, I won't stop. It's absurd, they only heard a piece of King Dub. You gon' be worldwide, baby, while they stuck in the same club. It's just another rap show, just let me in the door, I just wanna kick a flow. Kick a flow. I came to get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone. On the mic, baby. It's just another rap show, just let me in the door, I just wanna kick a flow. Kick a flow, nigga. I came to get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone. Yeah. Isaac, how much you paying for the show? Cause you know I'm a professional with the flow. I need dough like I need hoes. I see you with the women with the money in your pocket. Looking spotless like you pippin', I ain't trippin'. What? Just let me get a couple of racks, I'm ready to snap and make the microphone collapse. I keep it hood. I'm trying to go straight to the top, so if you with me, let's do it. We got the game on lock. Here's a rack for the first verse, a rack for the second. You just be wrecking microphones, I got mad respect, cause you be showing up on time, do a couple of records.
Yeah. Mic checking all these fools, tearing up every second. You done moved to the top of my list, so let's roll. I got the shows on lock, everybody's just getting swole. Like King Dub with a shirt off, I'll show you who he be. And you know me, cause you out here screaming BSP. Yeah.
It's just another rap show, just let me get the know. I just wanna kick a flow.
Kick a flow, baby.
I came to get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone.
Westside, nigga.
It's just another rap show, just let me get the know. I just wanna kick a flow.
Kick a flow, nigga.
I came to get my rap on, no one can do it better when I'm on the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, you got your boy Fat Man up in here, 3:10 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man King Dub, you know, from San Diego, unsigned artist from San Diego, and that's called getting booked. You know what I'm saying? And that's what y'all need to be doing. Y'all need to be wanting to get booked. I'm trying to give you some knowledge on how to get yourself registered with your BDS scores. That way you can track yourself from the comforts of your own home, all right? So we're trying to go over getting registered with BDS, Media Base, and Sound Scan today, all right? So we're trying to do all of that and everything and everything. I'm waking people up. Be quiet. Tell them to go to sleep. Everything, you know what I'm saying? So we just doing it like this, y'all, up here. Hit me up at 347-884-8810 and everything. We got some people calling in right now from area code 253-0675. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, unsigned hype. Who is this?
What's good, Fat Man? It's your boy.
What's going on?
DaVinci, you know what I mean?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I'm still grinding, you know, every day grinding.
That's
you know
what
I mean? Hustling.
That's what's up.
I love listening to your show,
man,
because I'm just saying I love listening to your show, man, because, you know, I be taking notes. You know what I mean? I be learning a lot of extra information that I didn't have before, you know what I'm saying? So I value listening to the show just for that, you know what I mean?
Well, we thank you, man. We thank you for supporting and everything and letting everybody know that, you know, that your music's getting played and everything and posting stuff on Facebook and all that, man. I know you've been
I know you've been
real busy and everything like that, man. How's the filming going in the TV show?
Filming is good, man. The TV show is done. Right now it's in the editing phase, and I just got to do one more thing with it, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we're going to, you know, get it in there for the competition, and, you know what I'm saying, we win it, you know, like I said, we could get on the Sci-Fi Channel. So
right.
I'm really I'm excited about that, you know what I mean? But I wanted to tell you, man, that since you've been playing my music, you know, I had a you know, 146,000 likes on my Facebook fan page, uh-huh. And now I'm over 150,000.
Wow!
I'm over 150,000 likes since you started playing me on the Unsigned Hype radio show. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? Mad love for that. You know what I'm saying? Because you've introduced me to a lot of other areas that may not have had an opportunity to know who I am or listen to my music.
Right.
So
this is
proof positive. This is proof positive about your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what we try to do here at Unsigned High Radio, man. We try and break artists in areas that they may not be able to get their music played, or people may not be able to hear their music, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, the pleasure is all mine, man. So that just lets me know that the show is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, man, it's getting results, and that's the biggest thing right here. It's the biggest key that all these unsigned hype artists need to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not signed. Still, I'm not signed yet, you know what I mean? But I got over 150,000 likes on my fan page. I mean, there's artists that are on major labels that ain't doing that, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So when I do get that position to sign and get with a label, you know what I mean? I'm making up a lot of, you know, I'm building up a buzz and making a lot of ground. You know what I mean? So when
right,
it comes down to
right.
it, you know, they're going to see that, look, this DaVinci cat, you know, he's got a lot of people's ears and eyes right now. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So, and you know, what are they, what is that, result in? It results in sales. It results in people actually, you know what I mean, listening to my music and being inspired by my music and actually, you know, breaking out with their, you know, with the money and putting down the money to pay for the product. You know
right,
what I mean?
right. Exactly. It's making people realize your talent more than just your name, more than just the Facebook picture, more than just the Facebook likes and this, that, and the other. Now, I was making people really go and listen to the music and really listen to the lyrics, not just listening to the track and how you flow and how you ride the beat. This is what I'm trying to do with a lot of these artists and with a lot of my listeners, my listeners and my audience out there. You know, I try and, you know, you have to train an ear to receive certain music and to receive certain things and everything. An untrained ear is like a virgin ear. It won't receive what, you know, what you're giving off. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to, you know, train people's minds. It's just like, you know, the saying say, you know, people eat with their eyes first before they taste anything. And that's true. Same thing with music. You know, that's music is food for the soul. You know what I'm saying? So people eat with their heart and their soul first before they eat with their mind, because then their mind is going to basically tell them to either like it or reject it. You know what I'm saying? Just like your body does. It's a bodily function. You know, it's, you know, without music, you know, life wouldn't be what it is now. Life would be more dull than what it is now. You know what I'm saying? So, but listen, I know you were telling me that you were getting, you were working on your CD. Your CD was getting mixed and mastered down and this, that, and the other. How is that coming? When is the release date for that?
Man, I'm pumped up, man. The adrenaline is rushing. You know what I'm saying? Like a waterfall. You know, big time. yeah, I'm serious, man. You know, we talk about flow. You know, that's how it feels, man. You know, like a waterfall just cascading down. That's how the adrenaline is going right now for me. The album, man, is I, you know, I couldn't have dreamed of it being as hot as it's coming, you know, and all I hope for is that the world, you know, gives me an opportunity and you know, takes a listen. You know what I mean? From there, you be the judge. You know, all you people out there that are listening right now, all you hip-hop heads, you be the judge. You listen to my music, and then you tell me, you know, if I inspire you or if you know, you're really feeling my music to the point of you want to put it in your, you know, your CD catalog, you know what I mean? The goal for me really is to, you know, make enough noise to have the majors and the major independents say, damn, who the fuck is this Da Vinci cat, man? I mean, this motherfucker came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? We had never heard of this motherfucker for, you know, I mean, just came out of nowhere. Just snuck up on us. You know what I mean? That's the goal for me. I really want to get it to a point where it's a no-brainer to, you know, sit me down, you know, and give me the contract that I want and deserve. Because when you grind for the kind of contract, the kind of points, the kind of, you know, percentages that you deserve based on what you put into your product. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm working hard on. The album, I can't really give a release date right now because we're still in the phases of the mixing and getting it mastered and whatnot. But it's basically going to be about 7 or 8 tracks. Kind of, you know, it's not an actual full album. What I want to do is just kind of want to, you know, put something out there to hit people in the head, you know what I'm saying, and be like, damn, this is something new. This is something new. We need to pay attention to this cat, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to get caught up in all the hype and all that, you know what I mean? What it comes down to really is I'm happy and grateful to the universe for lining the stars and shit, you know what I mean, and actually getting me to the point of where I can actually get out there and people can take notice to what hard work pays off when you grind and you hustle, you know?
Right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you calling in. And everything, man, and letting everybody know what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and keeping us abreast of what's going on with your career and stuff like that.
Well, you
man.
Know what? One thing, Fat Man, I don't mean to interrupt you, but one thing that's getting ready to go down, besides the TV show and the movie and whatnot, is my first music video ever. I've never had a music video. My adrenaline is through the roof right now on that one as well. The name of the song is called Fight for My City, and it is the number one single off of the TKFC soundtrack, the movie that we're coming out with in June of 2014. It's the superhero action, power-packed action superhero science fiction movie. So I'm like beyond excited, because how many cats get the opportunity to have a single on a movie that they're co-starring in?
Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, I pray for you all the time. I wish you much success and everything, you know what I'm saying? And man, make sure as soon as you get it and you get it and it's hot off the press, you email it to us so we can get it in rotation that first Saturday, all right?
Yeah, definitely, man. You're the first, man. I mean, you're the first one. I just want to say this, man. You took that opportunity to give me the shot and the podium and the shine that I have right now. You know what I mean? You actually, said, fuck this, man. I'm a play this cat because I believe in this cat. This cat is real. His music is hot. You know what I'm saying? And I, putting it on your show has been incredible. So you will be the first to get it, no doubt.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, if you ever need anything from us, Unsigned Hype has your back. All right.
Hey, Fat Man, I want to just one more thing, man. First, I want to say you're like a brother to me now. You know what I'm saying? I look up to you in that way. You know what I'm saying? You inspire me.
Well, thank you.
Not only with your personality, but your music. And I just want to give a shout-out to my extra, extra beautiful butterfly, Talia St. Jude's. And you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I hope she's listening because, she's everything.
Exactly. You can't.
You know what I mean?
You can't fly high unless you got a butterfly in your corner, man.
That's right. And she's the inspiration for one of the songs on the album. It's called Butterfly. So y'all be ready for it.
Without a doubt, y'all. Listen, man. Y'all make sure y'all hit my man Da Vinci up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go and like his music page. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. His Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. Just make sure that you support, because he is a local unsigned artist, all right? So we got his back. Y'all make sure y'all have his back, too. Listen, Da Vinci, man, we'll make sure we holler at you next week, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, one more thing real quick. Go to Google and Google me at Da Vinci World. That's all you got to do is DAVINCHI World. And you can find any and every page that I'm on and that I control. All right? Mad love to the Unsigned Hype population out there. And Fat Man, keep doing it big, man, because you're the big dog.
There it is, man. We appreciate you, man. God bless, man. 600. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is how we're doing it, y'all, right here on the Unsigned Hype Show, y'all. We got 36 minutes left into the show. I still got one more caller from the 803 area code. We're going to get right back with that caller in just a minute. We got to pay these bills, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Unsigned Hype Radio Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Show. Party's on in the back room. Back girls step up. The skinny ladies get them girls room. no stopping to that extra shook. Can I get a hug?
That was a song from yours truly, Fat Man's Party. You know what I'm saying? It's 3:27 out here, Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, beautiful day out here. You know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't doing nothing and you're sitting in the house, get up and get out of the house and get some air today. You know what I'm saying? To kind of move around. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes a good artist. He has to get out of the house and think, clear his mind, get some air to his brain. That makes him a little more creative than he was the last day. You know what I mean? So, listen, we got another call up in here, 803, area code 4719. What's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here, Unsigned Hype Radio. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Taurus calling out of Manning, South Carolina. I want to sing a little bit of a song for y'all.
Okay. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
All right. I've got to keep you pleasing every way I can. Gonna give you all of me, as much as you can stand. Make love right now is all I wanna do. I know you need it, girl, you know I need it too.
Wow, okay then. What's your name again, man?
It's Taurus, as in the zodiac sign.
Okay. Now, how long you been singing?
Well, I've been singing for about basically all my life, man, and I'm just trying to, you know, do my little thing, trying to come out.
Okay. Now, you doing any recordings right now or anything?
Well, I'm trying to get in the studio now, man. But okay. If anybody wants to reach me, they can reach me on facebook.com/voicetoursguy.
Okay. Now, so are you saying that you open to sing hooks and write hooks and stuff for a lot of these artists out here to get on some of their tracks?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man.
Okay. Well, listen, everybody, y'all make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He's open to sing hooks, choruses, whatever, backgrounds, and this, that, and the other. And he's also looking for studio time. So all my people out there, you know what I'm saying, make sure that y'all hit him up. Because I'm pretty sure it's a studio out there. And they're going to hit you up. Just tell them Fat Man sent you. And, man, they should be able to take care of you. But, man, you make sure you call in, man. We're going to have to start letting you call in every week, man, and do a little something until somebody find you, man, and pick you up.
Thank you, brother, man.
Yeah, man, that's no problem, man. Whenever you want to call in and kick a song, man, you hit us up here on Unsigned Hype, okay?
All right, bro.
All right, there, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, y'all, this is what I'm talking about. Raw talent. This is what I'm saying. That man just called in. From North Carolina, South Carolina, I forget where he's from, but he came in, sung a verse, and let everybody know that, yo, I'm open. He got the deep voice, yo. I'm open, you know, to sing hooks and this. That's what I love about Unsigned Hype Radio. It's about networking, y'all. Listen, it is 29 minutes left in the show, 3:30 p.m. We about to get right now into my man, Tone the Bishop, from San Diego, California. If I'm not mistaken, he might be from L.A., California, right here on Unsigned Hype Radio.
is really up, cause I'm a fighter. You gotta fight to make it right. No matter how hard, it's my life. Sometimes we pay the price, it's a sacrifice. Just stand up and fight.
They say you ain't never gonna blow, girl, you moving too slow. Gotta pick up the pace. I don't give a damn what they say. Every time I made it, I rely on faith. I done live from bad to worse, and niggas die in the hearse just to get in this game. Only strong survive. I gotta get my piece of the pie. You can see it when you look in my eyes. I'm still hungry, no lie. Even though I was signing all my albums coming out, they never did that job. Just promoted me and I'm glad. Hottest girl the game ever had. And I overcame a lot. Time to reclaim my spot.
See, I really don't care what others gotta say. I done lived in a shelter just to make a way. I done been paralyzed from bleeding in the brain. And it still ain't stopping me from getting in the game. I'm a fighter, it's in my personality. The doctors told my mom if I lived, it's what I had to be. A survivor, but haters still mad at me. Giving up was never a part of this girl reality. I'm a fighter. And I'm pissed on the beat. That I'd even make it in these streets. Everything I want to be, soon you're gonna see. That it's really up, cause I'm a fighter. Gotta fight to make it right. No matter how hard, it's my life. Sometimes we pay the price. It's a sacrifice. Just stand up.
Never stop, my life is great. I love to hate. In my way, can clack your face, your press, charge it, I beat the case. Been through a lot, still coming through, going hard, grinding hard. Get put down, distant clown, never let it crack my style. Keeping my faith, hella strong, oxycot, left it alone. In my zone, all alone, finding my own pop, saying a bit wrong. But what you doing? Your mama was trying to abort you. Sister trying to burn you, brother trying to touch you. I just cried to God, fall to my knees when it's dancing. Easy in front of me, trying to go straight, but don't know how much tone can take. I just step back and look at my daughter's face, raising her to be strong so she can hold her own. I fight for mine, ride for mine. So
ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with fear. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through each streamer, nigga I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina. I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic, my car automatic. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with fear. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Money don't mean nothing.
Nada.
Bitches don't mean nothing.
Nada.
Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing.
Nada.
I'm round round with that work.
That work.
Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing.
ain't worried about none.
Work.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
Nothing.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
None.
Round, round with that work.
None.
Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me.
None.
Molly knock with fear. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me.
None.
But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
None.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire. Dream team.
Hey. Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga, I ain't worried about
none.
Yo, 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 what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 3:42 p.m. coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. That was my man, you know what I'm saying, French Montana. I ain't worried about nothing. You know that's what your boy Fat Man is. Ain't never worried about nothing. Look, y'all, check this out. In the next couple of weeks, Fat Man and BHMs and Unsigned Hype Artists is going to be getting ready to start their Christmas toy and clothing drive, all right? So y'all make sure y'all hit up Khalil Brown or, you know, any of the other unsigned artists and this and the other, so we can make sure that all the kids can have toys this year and some homeless people can have some clothes and things like that, because we need to get back out in our community and make a difference, okay? So just either hit up myself or Khalil Brown, you know what I'm saying, and let us know if you got any donations as far as clothes or blankets or whatever. Whatever you can donate, we need it all, okay? Because there is a lot of people out here that need your help, all right? So listen, right now we're going to get into another call, which is my man right now on the phone, Khalil Brown, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to talk about a few things to fill us in on what's been going on as far as collecting the toys and being a part of this toy drive and everything, and some of the experiences that he's been dealing with and going through. What's going on, man?
I'm here, checking out the show.
Hey, what's going on with you today?
Oh, man, a little bit of marketing and networking and, you know, trying to get a lot of stuff for us going on, you know.
Right, right. Well, I know, man, I know you've been telling me, I know me and you've been, we've been corresponding all week and everything, and you've been telling me some of the ups and downs of putting this event together, you know what I'm saying, putting an event together that's just basically trying to help give back to the to our local community. Kind of explain what's been going on, man.
I don't know. It's like, I guess it don't matter if you're famous, rich or not. You know, it's a lot of, you get a lot of closed doors to get an open door. We got shut down today due to the fact, because we are black, right? I mean, we got to put it out there, y'all. Me and Fat Man got shut down today due to they said that we was black. They didn't trust artists, and they didn't know where the money was going when we already offered them to give us a gift card. I'm going to let everybody know about there. Well, me and Fat Man go home and sit down. We can watch TV and play video games. We take our time out to help the homeless and the kids, and we take our time out to load up these shows and to promote the people that don't have nothing. This don't come to our pockets. This don't come to our houses. We will film these things and let you know where everything goes. So if you don't really put your trust in what we're doing, we have paperwork and we will have film and footage to prove these things to you guys.
Right, 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 right. Definitely, definitely, man. I agree 100% with you. We sat out and we talked, and you was telling me that you wanted to touch bases on this. A lot of artists has been coming, and they've been coming to you like, well, man, I ain't got no money like that to spend on somebody, and I ain't got this, and I ain't got that, and I know, you know, and I know me and you both, we're not asking for a lot. We're not talking about writing us a check for $200, $300, $400, $500 or anything like that or anything. We're just asking for something small. It could be as small as toothpaste. Every homeless person needs some toothpaste. Every homeless person needs some mouthwash, toothbrushes, things like that. Just toiletries. We're asking for donations, clothes, food, some maybe canned goods. It depends. You can't really give a homeless person canned goods because they ain't got nowhere to use it because they ain't got no damn home. You know what I'm saying? But kind of explain the backlashes that you've been getting about that from some of your so-called local artists and everything. They figure that you're wanting something from them.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know, Uncle. We've been working together, and it's a lot of artists out there that's using some things that we are trying to do, and they getting things out of it. And out here in Vegas, nowhere else. I don't know about nowhere else right now, but if you guys want to take what we're doing, man, just keep it 100. Let people know where you're getting the ideas from. And if you guys can't, I don't know what to really say. I'm lost for words because there's so many shutdowns from people out here to support Uncle. It's kind of hard to do anything. They see if we did a car wash today, somebody going to do one tomorrow. But they're going to try to do it bigger. We're not trying to compete with nobody. The only thing we're trying to do is if you represent hip-hop and unity in this community, hip-hop is about supporting each other and helping each other and working together. It ain't no competition.
Right. Do you think a lot of people think it is a competition? Do you think a lot of people think
it is
that we are
in competition? Because I mean, maybe it's a Facebook thing, you know. Shout out to everybody out there that's working real hard, but it seemed like every time somebody doing something, somebody else try to do it bigger, you know what I'm saying? Then they want to throw it in your face. I'd rather for somebody to do something and say, hey, come join what we're doing, or let's work together or collaborate and make the thing a little bit bigger. You never know how it works when we collaborate together. But when you're in competition, it's a hard thing.
Right. So what do you think that what do you think that we're missing? What do you think that the artists are not hearing that they should be hearing, that's making them act funny or making them think that we're trying to go in their pockets? Because actually, like the post that I made today, I don't need no help from none of these artists. I make sure that 100 kids every year get toys and get food and get clothes and things like that, because I don't take no for an answer. So, you know, just for the record, I don't need shit from none of these local artists or anything like that, because when you keep it 600, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to be doing this anyway. It's just that it takes somebody to make a stand.
They get confused.
You know what I'm saying? But we're supposed to be doing this anyway because this is our community. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to talk about, you know, banging and this, that, and the other and everything like that, y'all want to talk about banging red and blue, well, from where I come from, banging and this, that, and the other started from protecting their community first before it really went out into the streets. You know, it wasn't about banging against each other. It was about protecting my community, protecting my neighborhood, protecting the kids in my neighborhood so wouldn't no bad elements or anything come in my neighborhood and destroy my neighborhood. That's what banging was about. I think a lot of these guys got it twisted, and now they want to take it to the entertainment game. You see documentaries about this every day. Gangbang and hip-hop music and hip-hop music and drugs, hip-hop music and the war against AIDS and everything like that. Everybody want to attach hip-hop music to what it doesn't need to be attached to or what it doesn't deserve to be attached to, because hip-hop music is not responsible for what goes on in the neighborhood. It's not responsible for a brother wanting to get jumped in with the Bloods. It's not responsible for a young man trying to earn his stripes and this and the other and go out and rob somebody and shoot somebody. Hip-hop music
sometimes
don't do that.
Sometimes, like by me being in Vegas, I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. Whoever listens to the show, I don't have no disrespect for nobody as a gangbanger anywhere. But I come from Los Angeles, California. I'm from Watts. And gangbanging come from there. And I was in Watts when gangbanging was at its highest level, like to where, like, you got killed for wearing a Kings jacket. You got killed for wearing Nikes and certain things because they all labeled those at certain names. If you wore Kings, it meant kick it in the Nixon Gardens. If you wear K-Swiss, it means kill slob when I see slob, or kill a sissy when I see a sissy. Now today, when somebody hit me up, I just look at it to where if you can put so much energy into gangbanging, you can put that same energy into helping your community. Because I've seen so many gangbangers where they got barbecues and they got their colors going on and they got the families. Everybody chipped in to do something, but it was a cause for somebody to get hurt. But they can turn that cause around to get to help somebody and teach somebody. I would love to see that type of energy in Vegas, to build that energy to get all these projects and all these niggas that say they smoking up all this weed and they popping bottles and shit like that. How about picking one day when you can call Fat Man and say, Fat Man, I want to give back to my community. We're not telling you to cash a check, write $1,000. Only thing you got to do is give a T-shirt, a canned good, some tennis shoes, anything. That's how you give back to your community.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One of the things that I wanted to touch on, I know you shot a video a couple of days ago, and it's any other featuring with myself and Mac Drizzle and everything like that. And one of the things that I noticed in your video that I don't know if anybody else noticed in your video was that you brung the two colors together. You brung the red and the blue together all in the same video one time, embracing one another, drinking, smoking, and everything, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, and turning it up, man. What was that like? What was that like? What was that all about?
Because, like one thing, Uncle, I was born and bred of blood, but when I came up as a gangbanger, I never saw the color because I was always one of those dudes that went to the other side and smoke weed with my enemy and shoot dice with them niggas. And because the only thing that we did different was wear color. We all sold dope together. You know what I'm saying? We all sell dope. We all mac at bitches. We all do the same thing. Only thing I saw different was a color. So I had a habit of going to different neighborhoods and hanging with different people. So my background from Watts to Vegas, I'm known to be cool with the other side. Even with Spanish people, I go hang with my brown people. I go hang with the blue. I go hang with any color so I can keep peace around where I'm at. Because I hate to hear about death, and I hate to hear about brothers getting killed. I hate to hear about my sisters getting raped. So I'm a peacemaker.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, what you got next on the agenda for you coming up?
Shit, you? Me and you, you know what I'm saying? I'm keeping 600, whoever listens to the show, South Africa, Miami, whoever, man. I roll with Fat Man. He taking his time out, y'all, to put me into the game, you know what I'm saying? Even though I roll with Rick Ross and I roll with all those people, but I'm out here in Vegas, and Fat Man took all his time to roll with me. So y'all get ready for my album. Do the Fat Because of Fat Man. His album is already out. Y'all go check him out on SoundCloud. Fat Man got his album out. I'm working with him, y'all. So y'all look, when y'all see me, y'all going to see him.
Exactly. Well, listen, y'all, this is my man Khalil Brown. You know what I'm saying? He's calling in. Give a shout out. Let everybody know what's been going on in the neighborhoods and in the community as he's been trying to get together his artists giving back to the community event coming up in December, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all hit him up, show y'all support, you know what I'm saying? And if you got anything to donate, make sure you donate, you know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to make sure that 100 kids have toys and clothes for the holidays this year, all right? Gift cards, whatever you can give. Gift cards, whatever, sweet potato pies, whatever you can give, you know what I'm saying? We going to take it and this, that, and the other. So listen, Khalil, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro, and
no
I will be hollering at you later on, man, all right?
All right,
good man, I appreciate it. That's what it is, y'all. That's what we're talking about, working in the community, y'all, and coming together. Well, listen, y'all, it's getting close to the end of my show. I appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to me today, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all rolling with me all week with the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up in the morning show, you know what I'm saying, which will be back on the air first thing Monday morning at 6 a.m., you know what I'm saying. I enjoyed listening to all the unsigned artists today. You know, that's all we basically played today was unsigned artists from Las Vegas, Nevada, San Diego, California, you know what I'm saying, Detroit, Michigan, from all over. We even had an artist call in and sing a song Acapulco for us. You know what I'm saying? Everything. You know what I mean? So I appreciate everybody showing me your support. I appreciate everybody hitting me up. I appreciate everybody just being there and trying to make a difference. It is about unity in our unsigned artist community, y'all. So listen, I'm your boy Fat Man. I'm going to see y'all next week, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get up out of here, man, with a little, I don't know. I ain't even going to fix my mouth to lie like that, this, that, the other. But we're going to get up out of here, and I will see you guys next Saturday at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's the Unsigned Hype Radio Show. I'm your host, Fat Man, Detroit's finest. Voila, y'all, it's magic. Peace.
Yeah. Grand Hustle Zone, one bank here, shit right here, you understand that? It's the King, partner. Hey, off the top, I'm bossed up. You ain't talking money, don't talk to us. I'm steady stacking that guac up. Ball harder than you when I'm locked up. You the type of nigga just pop up when nigga rolling that kush, huh? Got mine growing like grapevines in the backyard. Come look, bruh. I pull up, hop out. Bad hoes just pop out. Hey, nigga, better watch out. See around with that block out. My style's mean till it's hostile. And aggressive, dawg, come check your dawg. Spend a couple mil, no stress at all. Big bank roll, no checks at all. FYI, I'm flexing, y'all. Game A1 professional. You small ball like golf balls, I basketball, go ask your bra. Tell her legs open, sesame, abracadabra, she wet for me. Like Tata, Wala, Gucci, Louis, Strivers, Prada.
Bitch chillin' out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got a mighty man. The way I made the word, what's the feel, call it man. Sippin' on the purple, in the yellow, drinkin' magic. Wala, magic, Wala, magic, Wala. Magic, while I magic. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Sipping on the purple and yellow, drinking magic. On my way to Astros, I forgot to do my task.
Hold on.
Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic.
You good.
Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport. Way I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like Newport. $50,000 on superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. All the stand cash make a bitch wanna retire. Try to drop a half a brick, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't none of them for. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. A.O.G. and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead, do a 3.
Crank up.
Drinking on the Sprite, got lean all in it. I'm an astronaut, nigga, better church my pimpin'. Bitch sitting out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got a mighty man. The way I made the word, what's the feel, call it man. Sippin' on the purple, in the yellow, drinkin' magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch tellin' out the parking lot, leave magic. Sippin' on the purple, in the yellow, drinkin' magic. Billionaire boy, that's true. Inspiration, I'm the astronaut kid, no such thing as limitation.
Space,
crying down 20 in the motherfucking spaceship. Just left magic in the motherfucking station. Two bitches trailing in a beamer out of Germany.
Yeah.
Got a thing for me, don't wanna think for me.
What?
They like my energy,
what?
I'm an empathy.
I
know tricks like Chris Angel. I don't trick, but I can make you famous.
You would disappear from your past life. You're a real pill.
Go out of sight, I'm Pluto talking. Give me walking when you walking. I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on Earth and now I'm sci-fi. Voila, I stay high, my bitches on they high horse.
Yeah.
I double back like two cups and call out in that new Porsche. Bitch telling out the parking lot, leave magic. Two bad bitches in, I got a mighty man. The way I made the word, what's the feel, call it magic. Sipping on the purple, in the yellow, drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila. Magic, voila, magic. Bitch tellin' out the parking lot, leave magic. Sippin' on the purple, man, y'all are drinkin' magic.